Welcome, everybody. Shirim 940, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about a couple of shirim ago, in reference to saying Amen, answering Amen, middle of learning, middle of davening, right? We're middle of learning, in middle of the shul, or on the side room, and we hear somebody, and somebody else is, or the chazan is saying Chazaras Hashatz. Do I have to answer Kedusha? Do I have to answer Amen? I have to answer, how does that work? I'm davening, it'll mix me up if I answer. Okay, so we spoke about that, but now the question is, there are some times, so we said in general, one does not have to, but if they want to, they could. If it's in a different room, then definitely one does not have to answer, and if it's barabim, one should not answer. If you're learning, somebody's giving a shir, ter barabim, these type of things, one should be careful not to answer. But he does bring down both the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas and the Piskei Tshuvas. If I remember correctly, it was Igros Moshe. I don't remember where the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe. I remember where I once saw that when it comes to whereby it's something that's nikkur, in other words, Baruch Hu, Moedim, Nesias Kapayim, right, the Kahanim and these type of things, and somebody's middle of learning, then the place can talk or bring down, one should be mafsik and join in the klal. He brings from the Hilcha Shleima, actually, Mincha Shleima, Hilcha Shleima, and he says like this, just to read from the Sefer HaSalach, it's first of all to start off, in Ois Yud Zayin, Awa Simen Reish Tezvav, Ois Yud Zayin, V'yei Shemim, he says, the Af Al Pi Sheh Nimsa, Af Al Pi Sheh Nimsa, B'mokim Sheh Tzibur Mespalalim, even though you're learning in that area where the people are davening, so on. Even from Amen Yeheshme Rabba, somebody's learning that Lamaisa one is Potter. Again, you could answer. We saw in the Prima Gadam, Eshalom Vraman, we spoke about last time, Mashach Miru Begoidul Chiyav Anias Amen, Amen, and especially Amen Yeheshme Rabba, which is even bigger, but he wanted to say, Lo Shayach Bamisha Torah Be'ion, Abesicha B'divrei Torah. It's not real, it's somebody learning is even a greater level. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But the Maisa they do bring down, and again, he brings this, we said, Halicha Shlem and Mincha Shlem, he says like this, Mikol Makom Kedusha, when it comes to Kedusha, let's say Kedusha, right? You're sitting in shul learning, and they start to say Kedusha. So you're sitting, everybody's saying Kedusha, you're sitting there, like really it looks funny, and it's mamish, it's a bizarre nishtikal, because everybody's saying Kedusha, what are you doing? So Mikol Makom, when it comes to Kedusha, Baruch Hu, by Baruch Hu, the same thing, anything whereby it's nicker, he says, Moidim by Moidim also, Yana Imam. Then he says, one should talk be mafsik from their learning, from the davening, or whatever it is, and answer with them. The Eli Kain, Yehe Nikr. It's recognizable. It's mamish recognizable. Chol Lakoil, She'eni Mistarif Imam. Everybody is looking at you like, what are you doing? We're saying Kedusha. We're saying Moidim. You're just sitting there. You know what I mean? Okay, they'll see you learning, but be it as it may, once, if it's something that's Nikr to everybody else, that you're not going together with the rest of the people, right? You're not answering together, so then one should be mafsik and answer. V'chein b'zman sheyesham nesias kapayim, he says, when there's when the duchening, right, nesias kapayim, then yafsik melimudeh. Again, the same thing. Somebody's in shul, let's say Yom Tov, I daven with the nates, I daven the early minion, for example. I'm sitting in shul learning, right, on the corner, on the side, and there, and the minion, I'm davening and I'm learning on the side, I'm done. But the minion over there is up to nesias kapayim. So yafsik melimudeh, he says, also one should stop, v'yamoid k'neged kahanim, and go stand next to, you know, in front of the kahanim. How you're supposed to do it. By the way, it's an important thing to keep in mind when it comes to the Nesias Kapayim by Duchening, a person should be careful. If they stand or sit in the front tables, they have to make sure that they're in front of the Kahanim. Keneged the Kahanim. Not sometimes the Kahanim are standing there and they're doing the Nesias Kapayim, and the person's like on the table, like it's off to the side somewhere and it's in back of the Kahanim. You have to make sure you're in front of the Kahanim, somewhat in front of them, right? Keneged the Kahanim, the Kabal Berchosim, to be Makabal their bracha. Even though the person will say, wow, what do you mean? I already davened and I already heard Birchas Kahanim, so I was yet to finish. What do I have to stand? No, the same thing. It's nicker to everybody else, and it's not a nice thing. One should be careful. Aval Talmud Torah Derabim, he says, oh, when it comes to Talmud Torah Derabim, lo yivato b'shvil kach. Even over there, one should not be mevatel, right? Let's say I'm giving a shir, or the 3-4 people learning together. which is a rabbim already, right? So then a couple of people learning together, a few people learning together, then you don't have to be mafsik even for these things. Talmud Torah, but when it comes to rabbim, that's an extremely, even a higher level, and that's what he says, Avol Talmud Torah de rabbim, lo yivaltel bishvil kach, not even for this, one should not be, even whereby it looks, it looks different, right? You're doing something different. They're saying, Kedusha, I'm sitting. So what are you doing? So there, even over there, one should be careful not to answer, and Talmud Torah de rabbim, especially if you're in another room, then for sure, one should be extremely careful not to answer. I know by us we have where we daven sometimes shacharis. So the rav of the shul gives a shir, a couple of guys. It's not a big amount. It's not a major rav, 3-4 people, whatever. But it's sort of like upstairs where you can hear chazaras hashas. You can hear it constantly, but you can hear that they're not mafsik. He doesn't stop for anything. He keeps on learning. There's no stopping for kedusha. There's no stopping for chazaras hashas. Whatever the case is, when you're giving a shir barabim, when you're learning barabim, it's a totally different ballgame on a different level, even a higher level, and one has to be extremely more careful, being careful, of course, not to be mafsik at all for any reason, unless emergency, Rahman al-Islam, in those instances, and especially is to answer all these different things, divrei kedusha, beautiful, but when the teru barabim is an extremely important thing, and one has to be extremely careful not to be mafsik. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem, baruchem, kol tuv.